and welcome to this week's podcast. Today your hosts are myself, Athena, in year six, and
my name is John Carlo, and I am also in year six. Today we're going to be speaking to
Tiffany. Hello everybody, I'm Tiffany and I'm from Sapphire Class Year 4.
In this Sunday's Gospel, Jesus knew that he was soon to be arrested and put to death. But the change in the way he looked, his transfiguration, the extraordinary appearance of Moses and Elijah, and hearing the Father's voice from heaven, would have encouraged Jesus to continue his mission to spread the good news.
I'm going to read the gospel that we're going to be reflecting on in this podcast, adapted from Luke 9:28-36, the second Sunday of Lent, year C. Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up the mountain to pray. As he prayed, the appearance of his face was changed and his clothing became brilliant as lightning. Suddenly, there was two men there talking to him. They were Moses and Elijah, appearing in glory, and they were speaking of his passing over, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension, which he was to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were heavy with sleep, but they kept awake and saw Jesus' glory and the two men standing with him. As Moses and Elijah were leaving, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is wonderful for us to be here, so let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." As he spoke, a cloud overshadowed them, and the disciples were afraid. Then a voice came from the cloud, saying, "This is my Son, the Chosen One. Listen to him."
If God can work through me, he can work through anyone. St. Francis of Assisi.
By showing them his inner glory, Jesus encouraged the disciples. In fact, today, when we listen to and follow Jesus, our lives are transformed and we are filled with words of encouragement. So, encouragement can mean many things to many different people. It's something which is actually quite a hard thing to understand, and in truth, there's no real definition. Today, we're going to be speaking a bit about what our own personal definitions for encouragement are. Tiffany, we'll start with you. How do you view encouragement?
Encouragement is like something that makes you think, and like it brings me to be a better person. And like if someone encourages me to do something, I will listen to them and do it. And even if it's hard, it will try to work my brain, and my brain will get it. And some people who encourage me are like my family, my teachers, because my mom works in the church, and normally we go to church every Sunday.
Going back to encouragement, what do we feel that encouragement is?
For me, I believe that encouragement means to support one another even when times are hard, and I believe it is important that we encourage others as it can influence so many people. For me, I think my parents encouraged me a lot. I think without them I wouldn't be who I am, and I wouldn't have such an understanding in faith without them. Even simple things like telling me to read at Mass and to go to church has really influenced me. So I believe encouragement can be shown and be used in many different ways. But for me, I have my parents to thank for the encouragement they've given me throughout my life, as well as teachers. In St. Joseph's, all of the teachers are very encouraging. They make you want to do the best that you can, and I really appreciate the support that I get from this school. This school is a very encouraging environment for everyone, and I think when I think of encouragement, I think of my parents and the teachers. During Lent, Encouragement is needed to so many people around the world. Tiffany, could you tell us why and elaborate on that point?
There are many times when we all need encouragement. Do you know anyone who may need encouraging? Each of you choose a way to encourage somebody during this Lenten season. Perhaps you can offer words or support. Let someone know when they are doing something well. Help someone if they are struggling. Support each other in Heathen Catholics' Lent Fast Day this Friday.
Now we will end the podcast with a prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for encouraging us. Please help us to be more like you, to be an encouragement to those around us. Amen.
I think it's fair to say that encouragement can be this week's word. It's something that we've reflected on a lot throughout this podcast. So thank you everyone for listening, and we hope you can come back and listen to the next one. Thank you so much. This is all for St. Joseph's Podcast.